thoughts.
What's that?
Got a little intro. Let me turn the levels up real quick.
Oh, wait, are we gonna restart?
No.
Oh.
Little organ.
Ooh. All right. Well, that was nice. Good evening, everybody. My name is Zach.
And I am Matt.
And this is Done in 30.
I'm probably going to take most of the episode.
With Matt and Zach.
If you don't mind. We started?
We started.
All right, folks. So the name of the game this week is graduation.
Ooh.
So who's graduating, Zach?
I think
that's right. I am. I'm graduating from college.
It was really intense. But you're finally graduating from college. Everybody's excited.
After 5 years, yeah, it's kind of bittersweet. I mean, I enjoyed my time at IAPUI, but... It is time.
It's time for you to leave the nest.
It is time to take Lassie out back. You know, you just got to do what you got to do. Are you're too loud? I'm too loud?
No, just turn it down.
I'll play with any level you want.
Just, turn me down.
Are we going to underground level?
No, like you're just being loud, that's all.
Probably, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. That sounds much better.
All right, graduation. Graduation is happening at the
Indiana
Convention Center. I've got a thing going on. It's Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 2 or 3 o'clock, something like that.
That's what, 2 Sundays from now.
Yeah.
Mother's Day.
You know, you
get your mother some flowers.
It only happens once a year, so you gotta treat them right.
Yeah, your mom and only happens once a year.
It really does.
And your dad too. But
is there like a siblings day? Sorry, that's a tangent. So it's happening at the Indiana Convention Center. It's happening May 10th.
We never tangent here though.
Not at all.
We've never done that before.
We just sign and cosign. We don't tangent.
That's
a geometry joke.
That is a joke. where's that piece of paper so we can do that? Throw it in the trash.
Throw it out.
That was actually really well done. Well done. I appreciate the math humor.
Yeah.
It's something you don't get every day.
Not at all. I mean, as a college grad, I feel like I should be able to throw a couple of proofs or. Did you ever take a calculus or anything?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I struggled in calculus.
I
was good in geometry, but algebra and
for some reason
post algebra just murdered me.
As an artist, I couldn't get geometry whatsoever.
Yeah, that's just how your brain works.
I was good at pre-algebra, algebra, algebra 2.
Yeah, I never.
And I killed it in finite math.
Oh, there's no way I couldn't have done that. Okay, algebra 2. I stayed after school. The teacher was very helpful. We busted hump, and guess what?
I still
failed the class.
You failed the class after all that?
Yeah, I don't want to brag or anything, but in the state of Indiana, there's something called a Core 40 program.
Yeah, what's the Core 40? I've heard a couple things.
Is,
that and the I-step. I don't know what the heck those are.
One.
It's not a dance move.
No, the I-step is just the standardized testing for Indianapolis.
I thought it was like I-step, you step, we step. I thought that was the thing.
When I put my hand up on your hip.
And you step,
you
we step.
Dip.
We dip, you dip.
You dip, I dip, we dip.
There we go.
Now we're tangenting hard. So the point is that I-step is just the standardized testing for Indiana, but Core 40 just means that you're like, you have to get like 3.0 grade point average, and you have to do like certain subjects. I had one class that held me back from the Core 40. It was Algebra 2. It killed me.
Really? I got a 92 in Algebra 2.
And see, I was a senior, and I knew where I was going to school, and they didn't require a Core 40. So I just jumped out
of
that airplane.
I did AP classes.
I bailed.
Really? I didn't graduate with an AP, like...
Degree, or not degree.
Diploma?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's like a normal diploma, because I know there's a GED, which is like the poor man's diploma.
Poor man's diploma.
He's like, you know, I just couldn't take it. I had to go back.
Yeah, after that, I honestly don't know. Because there's GED, graduate, or there's the diploma. There's the Core 40 diploma. And then there's, like, what, valedictorian?
Yeah, that was
that'd
if you're...
like the Excel, like,
yeah, that
top
was
five?
More ceremonial. Sure. Oh, I'm the top five of this class.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they got up there and talked about it.
Did they really?
Yeah, man. The valedictorians, they get up there and there's, like, three of them. They give, like,
We did. We did have a speech or two during mine, but we had like nearly 1,000 people graduating. Whenever
yeah,
I graduated.
The speech. It's not a miserable speech. It's just like a thanks.
We
for
came
all the good
here.
Time.
We conquered. Yeah. We got it done.
Much.
Or
yeah, sorry, all you ignorant slobs. Got to, you know, like, hey, stop drooling and listen to me talk for a few minutes.
Thank goodness we're doing an alphabetical instead of by, you know, grade point average.
It's like you didn't know there was a 5.0 grade point average, but I got it, bitches. That's basically what the speech was listen up, dumbasses. I skated through high school. Hey, I was the guy that slept in class, and I got a 4.0, and I would just rival in anger. Is that
writhe?
Writhe. Thank yeah. you. Yes.
Oh. Like a bag in the wind, you were just...
I was upset because I tried, and I tried, and I really put effort in, and then Algebra 2 class crippled me. Okay, back to you, Matt.
So, May 10th, graduating with a degree in Media Arts and Science. What am I going to be able to do with that, with Zach? That's a very good question. I'm asking myself that very same question.
I mean, ultimately, you have a bachelor's.
I do.
And ideally, a bachelor's degree, I know this is going to sound dumb, but a bachelor's degree looks good regardless.
True.
Okay, for example.
I saw this picture on Reddit today. It was a...
Tell me more.
It was a glass bowl full of bouncy balls for philosophy majors because the degree is pretty much useless. And it's like, hey, yeah. If you're graduating, it's like, normally you just take one because it's the end of the semester. But if you're graduating and you have a philosophy degree, take 5 balls because at least at the end of the day, even if you can't get a job with your degree, you have 5 bouncy balls.
Yeah, you have something to throw against the wall and kill some time. Certain degrees are like that, man. And it's really sad that you cannot find, it's like, the degree only has a certain like niche type of career.
Yeah, like marine biology. I mean, are you really
underwater welding?
Especially if you're in Ohio or like a landlocked state.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
How much field experience do you have?
It's not okay. Like... For example, when I was going to I went to a trade school, and I was learning
how
to
trade Pokemon cards.
Yes, I did. Okay, so the trade school I went to, we were learning how to work on diesel engines.
See, at least there's semis, like light at the end of the tunnel.
And
like
dump trucks.
You get the trade degree, and you're like a plumber. Work with something.
Electrician, welding, mechanic. Those are trade degrees. And what I wanted to do with mine before I graduated, I thought, okay, I don't want to work on semis. I don't feel like working in a rail yard for the rest of my life.
What's a rail yard?
Well, just a diesel, because diesel engines are most of the newer trains, and so you could work on the trains. And so in a rail yard, okay. So I thought, okay, this is the time where I'm going to maybe take my knowledge and maybe become a like a marine application, like let's say a cruise ship or a medium duty boat.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. Unfortunately, two things. We live in Indiana.
Yeah.
Well, at the time,
I mean, I guess you can go to Michigan or something.
Yeah, there would probably be boats large enough in Lake Michigan or Erie, you know, any of the Great Lakes.
Do we have any like canals here? I know we've got tons of lakes, but are there like canals or anything?
There's no.
I'm sure there's like lesser canals or something.
Oh, the White River cuts through Indianapolis. That's it.
I know you can go to New York.
The mighty Mississippi.
Mighty Mississippi, or Maine. Go to Maine. That'd be an interesting one.
Why would I go to Maine?
Isn't that one? That one has a bunch of ports around it, doesn't it?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean it's. Yeah, there's no sports up there. Ugh.
I've got a dumb question. I think I know the answer, but are there any ports in Portland?
It's a port freaking city.
It's named after the port. So yeah, I guess I do.
If you look at a map of Portland, it's just one big port. There actually is no city. It's just like, you know, thousands of coastline.
And like those bridge highways that go up. That's all it is.
It's kind of like, what's that city over in like Italy where it's just like, or maybe it's not Italy, but it's
no,
like
no, it is. You're thinking the gondolas and stuff.
The entire city is on water.
Yeah.
That there, Casino Royale at the end of the movie.
Yeah, they had that really cool fight scene.
The building collapses because they shoot so the cool. like airbags that keep that's it afloat.
So, oh my God, it's so cool.
Did you see that movie? It was so good.
It was so good. Daniel Craig killing it as a
man. I tell you
James
what,
Bond favorite James Bond hands down. But anyway, what am I going
to
do?
Is that sad to say that?
He's killing it as James Bond?
Yeah, because he's the newest. Okay, sure. Sean Connery, Roger Moore.
Sean Connery.
I mean, they did a really good job. I love the movies. But Daniel Craig is
he's like the action hero James Bond.
He's like shooting people. He doesn't really have emotion in his face.
He doesn't CQC.
And I actually, have you noticed that the newer Bond movies are actually more personally about him?
Yeah, I like that though.
More so than
the
just
older ones.
Get the bad guy, get the girl.
Yep.
bang, yep, shoot guns.
Get captured in an interesting way,
yeah,
punch a shark or defend a laser.
Lasers on, a freaking laser on his head. Okay, but seriously, like that's like the blueprint for the older.
Because, I mean, originally it was a serial spy novel.
Sure.
And
yeah, Ian Fleming's
there wasn't really a conclusion to them. It was just supposed to be like
kind of a continuation. Actually, you know what? My roommate and I, Michael, and I just watched Diamonds Are Forever.
Diamonds Are Forever.
Thank you. Okay. Fantastic Bond movie. Sean Connery is the Bond.
Is that the one?
Those are the movies.
There is one where they basically redo the same Bond movie a couple years later, but call it something different. And I think they had Sean Connery, but the old one they had, I completely forget.
I mean, this one is all about diamonds. I mean,
was it done in the 80s?
No, this one's actually pretty
And then
old.
I heard that there was a Bond film that's not officially part of the Bond canon.
Yes. Yeah, there's a comedy version. We just talked about that the other day. I don't remember what it's called, but...
this is like super obscure stuff that I only think about maybe less than 1% of my life.
And we just happen to have microphones on.
You
know these are on, right?
These are...
Testing. 1, 2. Testing. Okay. What I'm trying to make the point of is that up until the Avengers, like those movies, I had never seen a movie where it says so-and-so will return in. Have you ever seen that before? Before the Avenger movies?
Maybe like old 70s movies.
Well, that's my point, is
right.
In these older Bond movies, it says James Bond will return in, and it's like, whatever, like Die Another Day or,
right,
you know,
right. And then,
From Russia with Love, whatever,
and then,
it actually continues. It's crazy.
I think recently they made the James Bond 007, like the moniker or name of 007, like a status within the, was it Section 6?
MI6.
MI6, yeah, that's right. Where it wasn't supposed to be one person, which kind of like explains why we've had several different
because actually in one of the movies I just saw, he walks in a room and they actually say like Admiral Bond, or like, you know,
as in
Corporal,
he was like a naval
Bond. Yeah, like he actually has like a military background. And so
I wonder what Daniel Craig's background is. Was he just like a vagabond and like a thief, or?
Well, I don't know, because in that last one, oh man, I can't wait till Spectre comes out.
But yeah, it looks pretty good.
The latest one, remember when he gets shot and he's essentially assumed dead?
Yeah,
he's just like drinking in a bar.
Yeah,
God,
he
knows
drinks
where.
A scorpion.
Yeah,
or whatever.
He does a shot with a scorpion that probably would kill him or paralyze
right.
his face or something ridiculous.
It's part of the danger.
Yeah, and he's just like on a beach getting drunk, and it's like. That's just like the life, isn't it? Like
it really
a drifter
is.
Life.
Or in a Silence of the Lambs, they find Anthony Hopkins, or he goes to like Guam or where the fuck he goes. and he's just like,
first curse
I have an old friend that I need to visit. And he's just, you know, in Puerto Rico. Or
well, you know, when you don't have a lot of bills to pay, I guess you can just...
He looks like the scientist from Jurassic Park.
Drop everything.
The guy with the cane.
Oh,
he's got
yeah.
that Hawaiian shirt, the white pants, and then the straw hat.
That sexy, sexy beard. He was like white from head to toe.
He really was.
White hair, white beard.
Maybe
I think his glasses had like a gold rim to them, but that was it.
Maybe some film people would say, "Oh, that's to represent the purity of being reborn."
Of his character,
right? Even
his
even whenever he was
zero
corruption, right? At least from his own perspective, he was the only pure. Sheep.
Yeah, he felt like he'd done nothing wrong.
Right.
Kind of.
Or well, at least, no, I would say he knew he was doing wrong, but it was justified in the circumstance.
It was controlled.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't until, what's his bucket, undid the security measures or whatever. What's that? I can't think of that actor's name.
Oh, the guy who...
Yeah, I just sent you that picture today when he was on Seinfeld. Jambalaya. It's a fantastic episode.
I've never seen, like... more than 20 minutes of an episode of Seinfeld. So I've never seen a full episode.
Are you crazy?
It was something my parents watched.
You don't like that humor, I think. We've established that. You don't
I
like
probably would if I actually sat down and watched it.
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld.
Didn't watch it.
Oh.
Didn't watch it.
Oh, that's I eat that stuff up, man. It's great. That kind of like Yiddish
I
ridiculous
do like
humor.
Louis, though. And that I feel like that has the same like
and
heart.
Okay, and I have yet to give that a chance. So.
It's really good.
Oh, I love him as a comedian and everything. I just
Again, and then Mark Maron show. That one's more like biographical than Louis. That one's really? That one's a little bit more, I want to say like slapstick, but like in a darker sense of slapstick. Like Hurricane Sandy's happening and like the announcers are like real announcers, but they're like, and we've had floppity people die as Hurricane Sandy is hit
New
York.
it's just like a faux news story,
right?
But it's like almost intentionally funny.
Yeah.
Or
like
happens to be funny.
It's almost like the stream of consciousness that you are Louis. You know that there's a news thing going on, but you're not really
but
paying
you just
attention.
Don't care.
And you're just like putting nonsense words into the people's mouths. It's
gotcha.
It's really clever.
Nice. We fell asleep.
But right? But back to my degree. What am I going to do with the media arts and science? I am looking at becoming a graphic arts.
I think I should be asking you this.
Or graphic design person. Junior, senior, graphic design. I really don't know. Like, I made a new resume. It's like a 2-column resume. It looks really nice. It has a list of all the classes I've ever done. 2D. I've done like media applications, which is like websites and mobile phone apps. I've done storyboarding, scripting, learned a couple of languages, taking some like gaming classes. But like, that doesn't really get you anything.
I mean, it's a resume builder.
Yeah, true.
Like I was saying earlier, I mean, I have an associate's at a trade school, and you have a bachelor's, and I had a job interview. Did I ever tell you about this? I in the company that I work for, there was another branch that I decided to go interview for, looking for an advancement. And during, I mean, the guy in the interview, total prick. I mean, that did not help.
Did they ask you those weird questions? Like, imagine yourself on an island. How many people would you have to lay off to?
No, he belittled me in the interview, and I didn't really appreciate that.
Did you headbutt him?
No, I just walked out and was like,
I
don't
want
to work for you anyways, so the job isn't that big of a deal. But the requirement, this was great. I could get part-time hours. But if you wanted to have full-time, you had to have at least a bachelor's degree. And to which I said, that's ridiculous. I mean, in a matter of words, I didn't actually say that's bullshit. But I said, okay, so if I were to go back to school and I got a bachelor's degree, I could get full-time. And he goes, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, he just belittled me. It was really I was not enthused to be.
I'm not excited about interviewing for jobs. Like,
yeah, I mean, let's be real. When you go to an interview,
they have those like
they
scripted.
Are interviewing. Well, no, they're interviewing you to see if they want to hire you, and you're also interviewing them to see if you want to work for them.
Right. I think
it's a two-way street.
I don't know if this is a thing, but I kind of want to figure out what I want to do by job shadowing people to figure out what they
like
do.
An apprenticeship.
Not like an apprenticeship, more like auditing daily operations for a couple of days just to see what the day-to-day is,
get
what responsibilities
wet, like
and then figure out if I even want to work for them. Because like one of those I did a web search of the top 100 jobs to work for in Indianapolis.
Oh, there you go.
The only thing I found that was even remotely similar to what I want to do was this place called SEP, and they were like service engineering productions. I'm probably butchering it, but basically they make like software solutions and they acquire clients to figure out what software needs they need and then provide that software, it seemed like, or help develop the software.
And does that seem like a position that you would enjoy doing?
Possibly, but it seemed very engineer heavy. Mm. And I'm like front end stuff. Like I can make your app look nice.
Oh, you like the user interface?
Right.
What sort of, isn't that what I'm
looking
for?
I can do UI stuff.
Gotcha.
And I can make the art assets for like the buttons and stuff. But whenever it comes to the back end, whenever you're calling from a database, like I just don't have any experience because they didn't really teach me that in college.
Did you do any like programming or?
Yeah,
like
I did a bunch of programming,
plus
but
plus or whatever.
A++ is a certification to teach you how to build like computers and stuff.
I just
I think you're probably thinking of like C++.
Yes, that's
that's a language.
I am thinking
that's a
back,
compiler language too.
I am thinking back to when I went to the trade school before I went to the college trade school that my friends were in. They did a computer class, and sorry. Just the worst teacher ever. He's a good guy and he knew his stuff, but just a dope. They always talked about him teaching C++, and of course I have no idea what that stuff is. So
right,
okay, my point is that that's something really that's not for you, so you would be better at,
or at least I just don't have any experience in it, so I don't really know if it would gel well with my personality type, with my learning type, if I'd even be interested in it.
Sure, it'd be almost like too painful of a desk job or boring or whatever. Honestly, Matt, I'm telling you what, you, as good as you are with a pen and paper, I feel like something like the show Mad Men, we've talked about this before, but I'm serious. If you can find an ad agency here in Indianapolis that's looking for somebody that's either A, an artist, or B, just like designs, I mean, look at these posters of your computer. We've talked about this. It's like the whoever like designs like the look of a product, whether it's something big or something small. I mean, hell, it could be like even more of a narrow niche. You could find a company that advertises for comic books.
True.
Or like events. Okay, we're going to talk about your book signing that's tomorrow. So this event you're going to, they have a poster, right?
Yeah.
They've got signage somewhere. They've got an advertisement
that
entices
people
to come
to it. Publishing company, Holland Publishing.
Yeah, like you could work for them.
I would,
work for a publishing
honestly,
company, and then you could design.
I would love to work for Holland, because it's it's a art co-opted space that's trying to find solutions for people, trying to find like marketing solutions. Trying to figure out like website designs for people, but it's a sole proprietorship.
Could you break that down for me?
There's only one person running the show. So he's in charge of everything. And if there's not enough money coming in, he can't afford to pay people. And that's currently where he's at. So I, as much as I'd love to work for him.
So when you say sole proprietorship, you mean he's just like he owns it
himself? He has sole ownership of...
Oh, so it's not like a company. It's
right.
Just
I mean, it is a company, but it's a company of one person.
Gotcha.
And he's the person who's in charge of finding clients. He's the person who's in charge of marketing.
Ah, so it's a local operation as well.
Right. It is.
Gotcha.
Originally based out of Bloomington, but now it's kind of based out of Indianapolis.
Sure.
The company, I mean, they're net positive, so they're actually like making money.
Well, that's key, especially if you're going to be making a paycheck from these people.
And it's kind of it definitely would be risky, and honestly, I'd love to do it, but there just doesn't seem to be any work that would make me any money.
Yeah, but it also doesn't seem to like provide the a guaranteed paycheck.
Yeah, absolutely.
I feel like there'd be a lot of risk involved.
Yeah,
like
there
even
would be.
More so than something like a commission-based position where your pay depends on how much you can sell.
Right.
This would be solely on, well, are we busy this week? Or, well, do we have enough customers?
Yep.
But I'm serious. Like that, I think that's something, especially with your personality and your like artistic focus,
right.
You almost want to do something where it's like, okay, how do we get somebody to come in and buy this?
Right. My plan
that's what it is.
Right now may not be the best plan, but I want to work on my stuff independently, creating
sure.
like a comic book page a week. I've got some stuff in the works where I'm possibly going to be doing some illustrations for a book here.
That's like your hobby, though.
I'm a little bit past. Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Because I have a book published. I'm making money off of it.
Oh, that's true.
So I guess I'm past hobbyist because I'm not making it just to make it. I'm making it and then trying to fund. Yeah, I'm sure I'm getting money back from it.
Turn a profit.
Now, I haven't really like received as much as I put in, but I mean, that's kind of the nature of the beast.
Sure.
Especially initially. And
And
it's one of those things where you have to build slowly. I know
it's
a
just
lot
not
of like...
Oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
A lot of web comics nowadays... You kind of have to be running for a good half a decade or a decade just to have enough content to put it in a book or have enough longevity.
Really? 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, 5 or 10 years just to get people to pay attention to you. Have enough content for people to even like look at your stuff and then have something to say.
Yeah, that's true.
And then a lot of these people are doing it kind of like I'm doing it, where a page a week, that's 52 pages in a year, right?
Correct.
And that's only 2 issues worth of content.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because like a standard comic book is 24 pages. And then if you take out a couple of pages for advertisement and stuff, it's between 18 to 22 pages of actual material that you have.
Hmm. Well, I don't know. It's just no offense, but it doesn't seem to be something that can like pay the mortgage, so to speak.
Not at all. Unless you're working for like a big establishment or...
Unless you're like Calvin and Hobbes or what was that crappy cartoon? Peanuts or yeah. You know what I mean? Like
Charles Schultz and you can
like
kind of
that's like an American staple.
Yeah, you can monetize it. You can or even Garfield. There's so much Garfield merchandise.
Oh, Garfield, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, there's
and a couple
of
shitty movies too.
You know, it's funny. I was this wasn't yesterday, day before yesterday. I was watching Thank You for Smoking. With Aaron Eckhart. Have
really?
You seen that?
Yeah, yeah, I've seen it. It's
okay,
pretty good.
Fantastic film, right? Well, I realized that the biggest premise of the show, well, the movie is about him trying to be a good role model for his son, but another premise of the movie is it's what are you willing to do to pay the mortgage?
True.
Like, that's ultimately what the movie is about. When he meets up with David Koechner and that other girl, they call them like the Mod Squad or whatever. The movie is great. It's fantastic. They, the Mod Squad, it's like Merchants of Death or something. I mean, for those of you that haven't seen it, go watch it. It's very good. But ultimately, like towards the end, it's just, what are you going to do to pay the mortgage? Like, are you okay with, you know, selling cigarettes to young people? You know what I mean? Like, it's like, how do you sleep at night? Anyways. But yeah, I guess ultimately what you're looking for now is, you know, what's going to be something that's not a job, because you don't want a job, you want a career, and you want to enjoy what you do. I mean, who doesn't? You want to, because the old expression is, enjoy what you do and you never work a day in your life.
True.
Enjoy what I do.
I would love to do like script treatments. I would love to...
I mean, I guess you could, like, dabble in a couple of different things, and you could have, not, like, necessarily two, like, part-time jobs, but you could do multiple projects, or is that would it be contract-based?
Yeah.
You could almost do that.
Yeah.
I mean, some
like
careers...
Like a freelance...
Yeah, some careers are entirely based on contracts.
Now, I've taken a bunch of commissions lately to, like, draw things, and...
Oh?
I mean, they're time-consuming, but, yeah, it's definitely worth it, I think.
I also think it's worth it.
And
whatever makes you happy, Matthew.
I'm going to cons this summer, taking my book there.
What? What's cons?
I'm going to Midwest Toy Fest. I went to Indie Self Publishing, which we talked about, I think, mm-hmm. a couple of podcasts ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to Indie PopCon. Now, originally, I was a volunteer at Indie PopCon when they first came here. And I was so like blown away with how it was run and how fun it was mm-hmm. that I kind of wanted a table to be on the other side. And I actually met this dude, Dirk Manning, who kind of got me on this whole comics war path to begin with.
Well, and actually, you know what's awesome? The more you network, the more I feel like it'll make it easier, too.
Yeah.
Because whether these people live in Indiana or not, you can hook up with somebody that's going to be... well, I mean, these Comic Cons or what was that last one called?
Midwest Toy Fest and
no.
Indie PopCon.
PopCon. Like, these are like conferences that are held all over the country. I'm guessing they go international.
Yeah.
Dude, you could, okay, picture this. You could not even use your art talent, but you could just be like a creative personality, and you could just work for like the conventions. Advertisement staff or like you know it's
I'd
like
I'd love to do it.
I mean, like Indie PopCon's coming to Indianapolis you know, like like May 15th to the 18th or whatever the weekend would be,
for example. Gotcha.
And so you are tasked with just preparing either what's going to go on the radio. You could prepare whatever the poster is going to be that you're putting on the internet. I mean, it could be whatever the design is.
I know the independent show is doing a lot of stuff with local artists.
And that's you are a local artist trying to get your stuff out there.
Yeah.
And like the last podcast when we talked about, what was it? Zach and Dave? What were their names again?
Zach and...
I just remember the Zach.
Jay.
There we go. It was
William
James.
J. Yeah. Because they're doing their comics Codpast. And he's kind of using the Kevin Smith model of creating what you love... Using that as a linchpin to actually launching yourself into something. Unfortunately, they don't really have like all of the financial faculties and all of the talent
that
they need.
And who does? So, and this would be like a great way for you to, I mean, like any, kind of like any passion that, whether it's music or movies or whatever, it's like, hey, I got my start and now I'm going to help others along the way. I mean, hell, that's what you could do. I mean, you got so many fucking options right now. It's crazy.
True. And it's figuring out what's here, what's worth my time, what's going to translate to skills. Because I don't want to work at, no offense, Best Buy. I don't know if you're listening, but I don't want to work at you anymore.
Oh my God, why would you say that?
Because I'm not learning anything.
You don't have to say the name. All you have to do is say, I don't wish to work for my current
big box
employer.
Store. where you, would you say that where you'd probably get a really good deal?
Yeah, it's like it's like the it's like, where can I get the best deal? Or no, it's got best in the title.
Where can I get a really good deal?
Yeah, like a really good deal on electronic purchases.
And you know what I learned?
Yeah.
Their Geek Squad agents aren't even like A+ certified.
Ooh, let's not talk about that. I don't want you to get in trouble for sure. not only bashing your job, but also slander.
It's not slander if it's true, right?
That's not the point. There's a reason why we made uncopyrighted music to start the
intro.
Oh,
that's true. That's true.
I would love to draw attention to our podcast, but not for bad reasons.
I mean, any publicity is good publicity?
Maybe. That actually is true.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just start like making up stuff.
We should do, what was it, the Bruce Jenner thing, turning into a lady, the Kardashian thing. We should just, you know, say a bunch of stuff about a bunch of.
Well, I mean, there's that current events. There's that Family Guy episode where they start making up rumors because they're bored.
Speaking of hot buttons, I know we're probably gonna go over a little bit, and I'll probably post this on the first.
No,
we'll save it.
Yeah, let's just
okay.
I mean, it's kind of like a current event, so.
Yeah.
I mean, we covered everything we wanted to talk about today anyways. I do want to, actually, why don't you give me like a little bit more information on the Toy Fest? Because I'm pretty damn curious about that.
Midwest Toy Fest is in the, I want to say Radisson Hotel? No, Wyndham. It's in the Wyndham Hotel. It's gotcha. In the same place that the Independent Self-Publishing Show is at. It's a 2-day show, I want to say, like a Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there with Bree Rudd, who finally has a book coming out. And she, I actually met her at a 24-hour comic day. And she's been a friend and co-artist this whole way. And it's good to see her with a book out. So I definitely encourage anybody to buy her book. It's more
what's her book called?
I don't even know.
It's okay. I put you on the spot. We don't have like the material in front of us.
I know it's $5, and I know it's more
that's
slice of life. Yeah, it's.
There you go.
Yeah, you throw $5 her away. Get a couple of buttons or something. Talk to her about the geeking in Indiana.
Rip that book.
I'm actually fascinated with as much stuff that goes on in Indiana, how it's not covered as much as it should be.
Pertaining to this kind of stuff, or just in general?
Yeah. Yeah, like there may be like one new spot. That's it.
Yeah. I guess it just depends on who the crowd is. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, the Circle City definitely provides a lot of venues and events, but there's only certain things that they really talk about on the radio or TV.
I wonder if I can get into the Fountain Square. They have that artist thing, that like gallery of sorts. I wonder if I can take my book there or something.
It'd be good advertisement, I guess.
Yeah. I should probably do larger medium stuff, like my bottle service poster. Do some like spray paint art or something. I don't know.
I mean, would you be willing to sell that?
Or
would you just try and recreate something with that like effect?
Probably recreate something with that effect. Or, gotcha. You know, I'm a starving artist. If they want to pay $1,000 for that, I'd gladly give it to them.
I mean, if you want to pay for that much money. Must have that.
Because honestly, that cost me like $25 to $35 to make.
Yeah, and if you got some guy that comes in there and is just like has an instant chub. If somebody comes in and just instantly loves your art.
Goes from 6 to midnight.
Yes, that's right. If they're really that excited about it, then yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, is it like... I don't even know what the word is for that. Yeah, we are going over today, aren't we? Well, a little bit. A little bit's not that bad. And I mean, like, let's be honest. Who's really looking at the clock when they're listening? Oh, wait, there's a timer.
What? Done
within 30 minutes? Is that the deal?
Wait a minute. Hold on. There's a timer.
I've just been informed by our producer that when they listen to it, there is a clock.
And even shows when they... You know, Zach, you're talking about doing this on YouTube.
Yeah, that might be our new medium, but...
SoundCloud, I mean, we only have a couple hours each month.
SoundCloud, I feel like it's holding us back.
It really is.
Because, I mean, we could sit here and talk for hours. You can't stop us.
And I know...
Turn the microphone off.
I've got an RSS feed on my website. I just don't know how to incorporate the sound portion on my website as well. I don't know how to do it.
I just got to pick up the phone and call the operator. Operator, I need to learn how to... Wait, what's it called again? Adobe... What is it?
Adobe Premiere?
I know Adobe Premiere. Why does Trinity's voice all of a sudden sound like a man?
I mean, she's got that manly haircut.
Well, okay. Yeah, she does. God, it really killed it for me. But no...
Super German nose she's got.
I can't think of her real name.
Alexia?
No, that's not it. Who cares? The point is...
Let's consult the internet. We're still going. We're still going, folks.
All right. That was just Matt slamming on the keyboard. Yeah, it doesn't really matter because we're going to think of it tonight in our sleep, and we're going to wake up screaming like, oh, my God. Carrie Ann Moss. There we go. Okay, so Carrie Ann Moss, terrible haircut, killed it for me. But the point is that Keanu Reeves actually says the I know Kung Fu line, and then she makes the phone call to learn how to operate that. What kind of helicopter was it? Like some ridiculous.
A-D helicopter. I know it's the same one from Metal Gear Solid, because whenever I saw that, I just beat Metal Gear Solid, and I got like a super gamer boner.
Oh, my God. It's the same one, isn't it?
It is the same one.
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I just beat the game. That happened. So yeah, basically, God damn it, that was a bad tangent there because I don't even know what we were talking about.
I don't know.
Oh, you need to learn Adobe
Premiere.
Premiere.
And I still have access to Lynda tutorials, so I'm probably sure. You know what? I should make some killer art for us like they do at other syndicated radio shows.
Yeah, you should.
And have like a...
Maybe, should we
done
like
in 30.
Like a Twitter page or like a Facebook page or something for this?
Do you want one?
Not Facebook. Let's do like
Twitter. I think Twitter would be solid.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't really do shit with my Twitter anyway, so it'd be kind of
fun. Do you do anything with Instagram? Would you want an Instagram
for
this?
Yeah, we do have Instagram. People could actually see what we look like. We're handsome.
We're just a couple of Vin Diesels.
Yeah,
we're just
a couple of studs that just don't want to get in front of a camera to do this. I mean, come on,
we've got radio faces and TV voices. What was that the saying?
Yeah, we have a face for radio. That's the joke. If you have a voice for TV, that doesn't make any sense because if you're
really
on television, unless you're some dumbass in the background,
it really doesn't.
Wait, whoa, what are you doing over there?
Is that weird?
Ladies and gentlemen, Matt is pressing the microphone into his
into
voice
my
box.
Throat like a like a tracheotomy. It's like this.
Wow, that's actually pretty interesting. Wow,
it's an interesting effect.
Yeah, I think it's just picking up my voice in general.
Blimey. This is After Dark special with Zach and Matt.
After Dark. Yeah, after you've had a few more drinks.
Oh my goodness, I've slammed down several
couple
of
whiskey
these.
And cokes. Yikes!
I think this is our best podcast yet.
I think it is too. You actually did, I think, the most amount of talking.
I know. I don't. I usually let you do the talking because
Matt.
I mean,
to be honest, from now on, why don't you just let me like kind of plug it and say like I'll ask you the question and then you're like, oh yeah, blah 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 blah.
Yeah, I guess that works.
And then from there, who knows what'll happen?
Magic.
I mean, I've got the cue cards right there, and I pretty much just say like,
"Oh man, we should pay somebody to have cue cards that have nothing to do with our show."
It's just one huge distraction.
Oh, you're supposed to turn it now.
No, I don't want to talk about
not
that.
Not on the floor.
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Put it back up. Put it back up.
I enjoy pretending there's other people in the room with us.
It's really fun.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I really just like you know, you say something like, wait, hold on a second. Okay, I'm completely wrong. Or, you know what I mean? Just like, it's fun, you know? It's like,
I kind of wish we had more, like, MIDI controllers or things where we can have sound effects, like an actual radio station. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be very fun.
I would be belligerent with the party horn.
Oh, yeah, the Vuvuzela or the...
Vuvuzela?
Yeah, whatever.
The Lollapalooza. What's it called?
Yeah, we could do stuff like, you know, like rim shots for terrible jokes. And just, I don't know, just dumb sound effects that would make the show... But, I mean, you just don't... We could... Okay, like, we would do it for, like, one episode.
Yeah, like...
Just, like, be really belligerent.
Yeah.
And just not...
Break the format!
Yeah. So, we would destroy that episode, and people would listen to it and be like, wow, that's funny.
Is that what they're always like?
And then after that, it's, well, let's just go back to talking.
Next time, we're, like, talking about, like, Charles Dickens or something.
Okay, so, let's be real. You sent me a video link today for a, like, Black Ops free-for-all multiplayer. Okay, so first of all, did you realize he was playing the bots?
Yes.
Okay, so he was playing bots the entire time.
And he was like, you know, I'm so good at this game. You know, if you like dogs, yeah, go ahead and like this video. If you like cats, go ahead and subscribe.
It was funny. Like, the first, you know, like, minute was pretty
funny. And
then it
just gets belligerent.
And then after that, he just, like, everything. He's like, yeah, like, if you're breathing right now, just hit the like button, subscribe to my channel, favorite the video. And I'm like, all right, man, I'm done. I'm out. Like, by the time it was over, he's like, hey, if you ever, like, won a match or if you ever died in a match or...
If you ever played this game.
Yeah, like, if you're watching the video, just like it anyways, hit favorites.
If you've ever seen The Color Black or know what ops are, so...
Yeah, you know, it's just like, come on, man, like...
If you can count to the number two, go ahead and like this video.
if you can't count to the number two, like the video, favorite, subscribe, text my mom, see how she's doing, bake her a pie,
you know,
come
we
over
should,
later.
We should call her more,
Yeah,
go ahead
know,
and like
really
if you need to call
you.
Your mom more.
Ever since my dad died, she could really use the company.
That would be funny. Get like super dark with it. go ahead and like if you ever had a miscarriage.
Yeah.
Go ahead and subscribe if you ever had
like,
an STD.
Everybody in your family has committed suicide and you're the only one left and there's nobody else in the family. There's nobody else in the family to bring on.
Go ahead and like if you feel alone. Go ahead and subscribe if you want to feel like you have friends.
Favorite the video if you're going to kill yourself tonight and you have nothing else left to live for. God damn it. How did this take such a dark turn, Matt? Well, way to go.
That's what I'm good at.
I hope you're happy.
Anyway, so I think that's the show.
Yeah.
We're approximately 13 minutes over.
I'm sorry. This is done in a little bit over 30.
All right. Now, you should totally play the intro music again. Outro.
Can I do that?
I don't know.
Can
you do that?
Yeah, I just drop. No, I can't drop it in while we're live. I can drop it in afterwards.
Okay. Well,
let's send it to post. Thank you.